Tumba.
No.
No, that's the other one.
1947. 1996.
1996.
So it's WPR. Where are we at? Can we keep approving things with them, or are we gonna handle ourselves?
It's the development agreement there.
Is there anything about having infrastructure before we keep going with all this stuff?
I don't think so. I think they're putting it in as they go.
I just get nervous that everything's approved. And the infrastructure not totally there, and also we're getting building permits.
I have the first phase, yeah.
But I just, I've been around long enough to know how things work.
Ask that question, or how they're, ask it to Jeremy, I guess. It's a development agreement, I understand.
I get the problem, and I don't have a problem with that, because they're a grant to take. I just don't know the other spots of it. But what concern, like I said, is we're approving all this. They're not ready for it, and also they're gonna come and ask for the permits, and they're gonna get them, and they should.
This wasn't Devin, has someone for the other meeting, it looked like Devin, but do we have any other members, Devin and Andrew?
Hayden, did we get ahold of her?
What?
She's not gonna be here today.
Hayden's not gonna be here tonight.
Yeah, she's, they're taking her in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're taking her in. I don't know. Did they get the packet? Did you email them the packet?
Where's Steve?
Man, where's Steve?
They don't make any mention of not coming in. He usually does. Because he hasn't been here for months.
Last couple.
Yeah.
Have you got his number?
No, I killed us, I think.
I got Steve's number.
Yeah, let's give him a call.
Let me. We're still waiting on one more member to start the meeting.
Can you get ahold of Andrew?
What?
Would you?
Can you text Andrew and see if he needs, yes. I was just bringing his number up, but yeah.
Okay, we'll see if you.
Doesn't Devin live in Enterprise?
Yeah, I'm texting him.
You're texting him?
Mm-hmm.
Second, how about I can get his phone number?
Yeah, I got it.
Steve just says, he mentioned you that he won't be here.
Okay.
So he says, is there a problem? I says, there's only three of us, so we'll see what he says.
Someone can be on the phone.
I
Devin said he's just a few minutes out. You what?
Surgery on the shoulder. We had that a while ago.
A while ago, yeah.
So I wonder if you have your shoulder.
I heard sometimes that has to happen if you're not, because you have to really hold still.
I know this Kurt Stanley had his done, the physical therapist read the instructions wrong for what surgery he had and did the wrong physical therapy and he had to have it redone. You can sit over here.
What?
You can fill in. Thank you for your patience. I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I've asked Member Little to give the prayer, and then if you would please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this opportunity to serve in Thy community and be a part of this community. Thank Thee, Father, for this wonderful community, and may we continue to build it in a manageable way, and may it serve and help all of who preside here. Thank Thee, Father, for watching over us, and please bless us. In the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we start our meeting, the county has asked me to pass on the word to report any flooding or any volunteer hours that you have done in mitigating the flooding on their webpage. On the homepage, there's a link there that you can report any flooding, and they would really appreciate your volunteer hours. Thank you. So you looked at the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Do I have a motion and a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Agenda is approved. Any declarations of conflict of interest with any of the items on the agenda by the commission? Okay, seeing none. We're moving on to public comment. On our agenda tonight, there are just two administrative items, so these do not have public hearings. So if you wish to make any comment regarding Wasatch Peaks, Phase 3 preliminary plat or Peak Mountain Green Townhomes concept plan. Now would be the time for you to come up and address the commission. Final call. There's no public comment. We'll move on to our agenda items. Number 6.
Oh, we do have these two. Do they need to be...
Yeah, I think Jeremy's going to...
Okay, sorry.
You'll be reading those letters in the... Okay, yeah. Yeah, we have two letters here that Jeremy will read in at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Boost my volume here. So yeah, I've lost my voice tonight, so I need to do it this way. So, all right, Madam Chair and members of the Commission, item number 6 on tonight's agenda is for application number 22.068. This is for Wasatch Peaks LLC requesting approval for WPR Phase 3A preliminary plat. A proposed subdivision of 26 lots. This is the exact same item that you heard in commission maybe about a month ago. We've re-noticed it with correct township and range numbers. Other than that, the item is the same and the plats are the same. There are no fire comments. Engineer comments have been addressed actually today. Perhaps the applicant can speak to that if he wishes. I'll read those letters now. One is from Trevor Kobe, entitled Concerns Regarding the WPR Phase 3A Preliminary Plat. I am a member of the Bowman family who owns property surrounded by the Wasatch Peaks Resorts WPR. The Bowman homestead property is the quarter section to the left of the base lodge in the picture below on your desks. I will be attending my daughter's graduation at BYU this evening. I would be in attendance at your planning commission tonight. Commission meeting tonight. We have three concerns with the proposed WPR Phase 3A preliminary plat. Phase 3A does not maintain and provide appropriate emergency access easements to the Bowman homestead property. WPR management has indicated that they intend to completely fence off the Bowman homestead property. If a fire cuts across our primary access road to the town of Peterson and we are entirely forced in, then the fire department will not be able to reach our property, and anyone on our property, including emergency personnel, would be trapped and at serious risk of injury or death. We currently have easements to the west and south of the Bowman homestead property that are used to access the forest land to the west and south of our property. These easements should be developed as emergency access points and connected to WPR roads or emergency access lanes. Morgan County Code states the subdivider may be required to dedicate grant easements over or otherwise reserve land for parks, playground, public utilities, utility easements, and other public purposes. Where there is an essential link between such dedications, the government interest to be served, and the impact of the development on the community. Morgan County Code, Section 8-12-5-C. The establishment of a new private street, private lane, or right-of-way shall be evaluated by the zoning administrator and county engineer, and may at the discretion of the county council be required to be dedicated as a public street, meeting county street standards to accomplish needed and logical street connections, to provide access to properties that may otherwise have no access or limited access to the detriment of the property, or other purposes determined to be appropriate. Morgan County Code 8-12-44-O. We request that Morgan County require that Phase 3A maintain and include as emergency access easements the current easements to the west and south of the Bowman homestead property. These easements are necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of individuals, including emergency personnel who may be present on the Bowman homestead property during an emergency. These easements are also necessary to the Morgan County Fire Department may access the reservoir that sits on the Bowman homestead property to be used in a case of fire on the Bowman homestead property or WPR property. 2. Phase 3A does not recognize the easements to the west and south of the Bowman homestead property that are used to access the Forest Service land to the west and south of our property. We request that Morgan County require that Phase 3A include the current easements that are used to access Forest Service land from the Bowman Homestead property. Third, Phase 3A does not provide for appropriate utility easements as directed by Morgan County Code. Morgan County Code states the following: additional easements or increased width of easements may be required as necessary to provide for adequate utility easement and or drainage within the subdivision and adjoining parcels. Morgan County Code 8-12-46-G. The Bowman Homestead is an adjoining parcel, and Morgan County Code states that additional easements may be required to provide for adequate utility service to adjoining parcels. The power company is a public utility, and without requiring additional easements that the Bowman property can use to connect to the power grid installed on WPR property, Morgan County is essentially locking out the ability for the Bowman family to secure electrical power from a public utility. The same would apply for any public utilities being provided to WPR. Morgan County Code specifically gives the County Commission the ability to acquire additional easements to provide utilities to adjoining parcels. We request that Morgan County require that Phase 3A incorporate appropriate utility easements that will allow for connection to public utilities on the Bowman Homestead parcel. Signed, Trevor Covey. Regarding this, recent engineer comments came up about secondary access, and the applicant is welcome to speak to that, but those comments have been addressed and are ready to go to County Commission with your approval. Staff is recommending approval for this project. I can answer any questions that you may have, and again, the applicant is in the audience tonight. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for staff right now?
This is the applicant.
You got
I have a couple.
Okay. Well, we're good, Jeremy. So the applicant would like to come forward. There's some questions some members have.
Sure. Hi, Brian Estroff with WPR. Thank you for having me here this evening. Jeremy, thank you for that presentation. That was great with the laryngitis and all. We've been working with the Bowman family for quite some time, and we've made substantial improvements to their access. We've graded it out to where it's not quite as steep. It does it a road. It's a little wider. So we think we've been pretty neighborly with that. This phase also is set back from what he's claiming to be his property line, so we're actually not affecting those access points that he's talking about. So I believe we've addressed that very well. And we continue to work with him and have asked him to put everything in writing, because when we do meet with him, there are things discussed, but we really don't have anything in writing yet at this point. So, but we will continue to work with him.
Thank you. Yeah. Did you have a question?
Just where are we at up there with all this, because we keep having all these different phases come in, but what's the infrastructure like? Or
sure, it's going very well. We're working on Phase 2A at the moment and Phase 1. Phase 1 will be completed this summer, and then Phase 2 will continue this summer and then finish next summer. Phase 3, we would like to start towards the end of this summer and then continue next summer with it. So we're doing pretty good.
So have we started any building up there?
Yeah, we're getting ready to start the village, which is kind of the main area where we have amenity buildings and some residential, higher density residential.
So I guess my question, I don't know, that's what I'm just asking, is the infrastructure in enough to accommodate all this? We keep approving all these phases. Are we where we're supposed to be? I mean, I understand the development agreement.
Yeah.
I just wonder, you know, are we
sure
set up to question. Take care of what you're doing in case there's problems?
It's a great question. At the moment, we only have two homes under construction. They won't be done this year, and they'll probably be done at the end of next year. But at the moment, we have water upsite, and this summer we're going to have sewer functioning well ahead of any occupancies, more than a year ahead. So,
can I add something as well? So their development agreement states that up to 750 lots for their single-family dwellings. Last I saw, the number was only going to go as high as 450. Is that still
But that's not what the concern is to me, because that's part of the development agreement.
Right.
And what I'm worried about more is, are we set up to take care of building and start having people up there? For one, I mean, we're giving building permits out. In my mind, you have to have a permit to get a building permit from Weber Morgan with your septic, you know. So are we set up for all this to be able to house the what's going on? You know, we get these phases. The development agreement's done. That's, we're not going to change that.
Yeah. So Shane, Gary, Dirk, I'm the CEO of WPR. Uh-huh. First, I would say, why don't you come on up, because we've had a lot of the other folks, staff is up there. Mark Miller, the county engineer, comes up virtually weekly. So we have a meeting every Thursday. He was up today. Mm-hmm. He tours every single aspect of infrastructure. So everything from the tanks and the pump stations all the way through the distribution lines. So he's making sure that all the infrastructure is in place that's committed to by each of these plats as we bring them to you. So I think the best thing would be to do is have you come up, because I think you'll be pretty excited about how much we've gotten done. Yeah. But it's being inspected literally on a weekly basis by the county engineer.
That's more my concern, just to make sure that we're functioning in the right way, that we're not letting things slip through, you know, that we're... Yeah. Not where we're supposed to be.
With that same weekly meeting, either Jeremy or Josh are always there, so we go through everything related to the, you know, what's obligated by the entitlements. So okay. Both of them are keeping our feet to the fire. As you know, it's tough right now. Debbie certainly knows. She's right next door to us, that we got a lot of snow, and it's all coming down the mountain. And so we're a bit fighting the mud that everybody else is seeing all throughout the county. But other than that, all the infrastructure is in place, and it's being inspected weekly by the county engineer. So I would love to have you come up there, because I think once you could see it, you could get it. And anybody else on the Planning Commission, happy to take you up there. If you give us a couple weeks, it might be a little drier, but if you have your mud boots, we'll take you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah, but all
right. Thank you.
Is that it?
Any other questions?
Just on the one on the, just with the letter, maybe could you just walk me through and help me? I mean, there's always two sides to everything, and so help me just, do you have a copy of the letter over there by chance?
From
the Bowman family? Or from Trevor Colby?
Yeah, sure.
You just help me understand just kind of, or you know, how those are being addressed, or are they being addressed, or concerned?
Yeah, sure. The access has been addressed in our mind. We've improved their access points. I think Trevor's going a step beyond in what he's asking for, but we've improved his access much better than it has been for as long as they've probably owned the property.
Just to follow up on that. So I think in the letter they talk about how a fence would be erected all the way around their property. Is that?
It's a cattle fence, yeah, because we're obligated in the DA to do that in our open space management plan. So we have a cattle fence that's going up. That's correct.
And then is there gates? I mean, I assume that are there gates that go in there? Apologize, I'm just coming up to speed.
Sure.
So you help me understand.
So we had a pretty good meeting with Trevor, Mark Miller, Josh Cook, Jeremiah Cunningham, our engineer, and we went through that. We agreed that we could put emergency gates up with a fire department lockbox to address that. So I think that's been addressed.
Okay. And then just the other couple points, just with the easements, are those being recognized, not recognized, or kind of...
His property line? So at the moment, the property line in discrepancy, we are actually set back from that property line. And Josh told him that. And so it's been addressed. Josh was very direct with him in that this does not affect his property line because of that setback. So I think we've honored what we need to, and Josh and Mark were very clear.
I think Trevor was referring to easements that they have been using in the past to, I think, the west and the south to access Forest Service, and if you were going to be honoring those. Have you had discussions regarding those?
I'm not sure if Ed has. I'm sorry, I haven't been involved with all of those meetings.
Yeah, so let's go to the map and maybe I can clarify. Great. So here's the Bowman parcel. Okay, this insignia is actually the golf course that's under construction.
So one of the reasons for the cattle fencing is obviously to make sure the cows don't have a new smorgasbord buffet as soon as we get ready to grass the golf course. There exists, so to give everybody's point of reference, the golf course is here, the village for WPR is here. Morgan Valley Drive is over here, guys, okay? And so their access easement historically comes this way. All their easements are here. They don't have any formal easements this way, if that was the question. So all of their access, any of their future utilities would be brought up their existing access road, which is all on this side. This is the project that you're reviewing and that you reviewed prior and that you're reviewing tonight in the blue outline. So that's where the access is. And the purpose of the cattle fencing, obviously, is we have a kind of a perimeter road that comes along here, and that'll have a kind of a cattle fence just so the cattle...
So straight down to the scenery for that south and then that way west?
Yep. Yeah. North is up, yep. South this way, east this way.
So what they're saying to me then is he wants access through their property to the Forest Service.
He's just saying that he... Historically, I think he's probably claiming a prescriptive right, and that's going to be a civil matter that doesn't pertain to us.
Yeah. But he does not have any formal public easements, you know. So if he's claiming a prescriptive right, we obviously don't agree with that. But his current access, as I think you know, Debbie's over this.
Yeah, the right that goes up.
And you know, it's steep and it has ditches in it. It's kind of tough. So what we're trying to do, at least through our property, is improve that. So that'll be fully preserved and fenced around that for him so he has what he needs.
And I think he was asking for maybe emergency access in case that one gets cut off by something and there is a fire or emergency personnel needs to get there, whether an ambulance or something, that there's another way to get into their parcel.
Yeah, we don't really have any, you know, public roads that come anywhere near the perimeter of their property. So I'm not sure what he's referring to there. But
not with this.
This road's here. That's the road.
And there's no steps going toward them.
No, and it's really steep. This is a flat map, so you'd have to
start right, well,
the topo. This is a really steep mountain, and it stays steep. So we met with Trevor 5-6 times, tried to show him, you know, there's times when he represents that easements exist that don't exist, and Jeremy, I think, can testify there's no dedicated easement historically off any of the other sides. Even this is not a formally dedicated easement. We're just honoring that because, obviously, he needs a way to get into the property and bring utilities if he wants to into his property. So.
That's probably been since the 1860s, so
Yeah, and we can improve the park through our property. I think ultimately he's going to have to improve it further down right. too. It's pretty tough way in.
Debbie, I think we may have taken you down there after we kind of improved it in our section.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't seen that access, no.
It's much better. It's
so happy to take you guys out and show it to you, but that's his access is on this side. This application is on the west side, the uplift side.
And then the last question was just on point three when they just talked about the utility easement. Does anything being done to address that, or is that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think all our discussions with Trevor have been if he wants to bring utilities up his access road, he's welcome to. We have formed a kind of a private sewer water road district. And basically all the people, and that was really at the county's request, so that the taxpayers don't have to fund any of the roads or utilities within our community. So but he's, you know, he has that other easement if he'd like to, you know, bring utilities in that way.
Oh.
And when you guys come up, we can take you down there and show you that when we're showing you all the other infrastructure.
Yeah, I owe Jeremy a tour, so if you guys would like to tag along, please do. I'd be more than happy to take you out.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay.
Any discussion for ourselves? Are there any other conditions you'd like to add other than what staff has requested?
Let me look at them again. I don't...
The conditions are all outsourced consultant fees are paid current prior to final plat application, and that all other local, state, and federal laws are adhered to. If you'd like any conditions, maybe address any concerns that were brought up tonight, or if you're fine.
I don't see anything that we can add, really.
Select that, okay.
What are you thinking?
No, just if there's any recommendation you want to make to the county commission that they address or that they consider.
I really can't think of anything.
Okay.
I mean, Josh and them have to be watched to make sure that it applies with the development agreement, right? And
right, Josh, they do, yep.
And so that's the only thing I know, and that just goes with what they have. So okay. I feel with the Bowmans, but...
A lot of it is a civil matter that they'll need to work out.
That's something that I don't know what you do there.
Okay, so no more discussion. I'm ready for a motion.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion. I move that I recommend approval to the County Commission for the Wasatch Peak Subdivision Phase 3A Preliminary Plat, Application 22.068, allowing for a 26-lot subdivision of land located approximately 4195 North, 3800 West in unincorporated Morgan County, based on the findings and the conditions listed in the staff report dated April 27, 2023.
I have a motion by Member Little. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Member Little.
Miller.
Miller. I know I was going to do that.
Close enough.
I'll call you Warner before the night's over. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Do you have to vote?
No. No, we just have a majority,
so three
is fine.
We're good.
Okay.
Voting was unanimous.
She don't have to vote if it was...
I didn't know if we needed four.
Just to make or break a tie.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Next item is Peak Mountain Green Town Homes Concept Plan.
Item number 7 on tonight's agenda is for application number 23.010. So this is a request for approval of a proposed concept plan for a subdivision for the construction of 69 townhomes identified by the parcel numbers and serial numbers contained in your staff report, and is located approximately 450 feet west of the Old Highway Road and Trappers Loop intersection of Mountain Green. For those of you that were here last year, this is in response to the rezone, the Osler rezone is for this property. Pardon me while I check my notes. There have been questions about access for this property, and that's what a lot of the fire comments concern. But the applicant will need approval from UDOT for access from West Old Highway Road specifically. Staff has reviewed this project and finds that it meets all minimum code requirements. And so there are no engineer comments, but the fire comments that were submitted largely are applicable to the site plan review section of a subdivision. And so, again, this concept plan tonight meets all minimum code requirements. The staff is recommending approval. I can answer any questions you may have, and the applicant is in the audience tonight. Thank you.
Any questions for staff?
I guess I was confused. I thought we were developing this as a town center zone earlier, but I guess it wasn't.
It was rezoned to RM15.
RM15, but not town center?
Not town center.
Okay.
There's no commercial in this concept plan. It's just 69 townhomes.
I don't remember the rezone on that.
The Oslo rezone was like November last year.
I have a hard time remembering 2 weeks ago.
The property was sold to the applicant maybe May of last year. Something like that. No?
See?
That's the lot was sold to you in May.
No. We closed on the property after the rezone.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy to give you real quick.
So what's it zoned for now?
RM15, 15 which units.
Per
acre. Multifamily, yeah.
What was our...
Which is something similar
across the street. What was our logic in doing that? Do you remember? I'm just trying to remember the whole thing. You can't.
Well, it's part of the town center area. Multifamily is an appropriate use within the town center. The town center doesn't have to have the town center zone. But
how far does our town center go through there? I can't remember now.
I can pull it up a little actually.
You can pull it up.
I'll give you a quick, while he's doing that, I can give you a really quick story behind it. So there's 5.9 acres there. At the time, there was two different township center options, right? The township center and the township with commercial application in it, which back in the rezone, we identified that the township commercial application, which required 35% of the usable buildings or acreage to be commercial, was not the most applicable for the property. And so the approval of the RM15 zone was allowed within that... So this is the square here. So that's what the zoning history was. Now, obviously, we don't want to put, nor could we put, 88 townhomes in there. In fact, we've lessened that significantly to open space and allowable for good square footage and good usability of the property itself. And so right now, we're settling in that 69 to 70 unit zone. Partially because of fire marshal requirements that we're trying to accommodate, and I'm happy to answer the questions in response to them as well. So that's the short, quick history. Once the zoning was done, we closed the property, subject to a couple other conditions, January 10th of this year.
And so you are working with UDOT to get approval, because usually takes a while.
So actually, it's done, but there's some conditions outside of our property. So do you have the concept?
Sure.
You can pull that forward. So as part of our concept and to continually move things forward, we've got our will served letter from our sewer. We've got our water committed through Highlands. We actually have agreed to be determined to help them increase their infrastructure off-site. So we're actually going to help them build up their system for future development in the area. So we've agreed and committed to that. This concept here, so we have the church with their two accesses, okay, which is approved by UDOT. These two accesses, and then we also have another access here, and then obviously the Sinclair. So Reeves & Associates is my engineer. They actually are developing and designing a concept for the other side of the road, which I'm not sure it's come to council yet. We're planning and zoning. But however, UDOT actually has approved these two access points in conjunction with what the potential future use is across the street. Okay. The other element to the UDOT is that given when Trappers does go all the way through to 84, the condition of is this road going to go stay a UDOT road or is it going to go into a county road, which again, there's a lot of to be determined on that. So our access is solid, but not 100%. I will say that. We're 95%. And Reeves and Associates has gone through that. Again, we talk water, power, obviously, through Dominion and then Rocky Mountain Power. They don't like to see anything right now until after a fully approved subdivision. Mind you, this concept is going to change, and there's a couple of reasons why. One is we do have a concept design. Again, unit count's going to be between 60 and 70. We have no need or desire to go any larger. But I'll be honest with you, this one's a little bit too blocky and square for me. So we're actually looking at doing another side street through here. Okay. So then as Nielsen has some of their townhomes fronted along Morgan Valley Drive for this buffer, and then it would create more open space on the interior side of this thing. The fire marshal's comments is they've talked about having us do a secondary access for two reasons. We'll start with one first, but the width of these double accesses, the fire marshal wants them wider. Okay. Well, obviously, there's many examples, including where they have a single access, and there's a lot of secondary emergency access and or accessibility for the fire marshal. So, but we can't move these, right, given what UDOT's allowing us to do. So in conjunction, we have two different options. We're entertaining an option over here with D as a potential of going through his property. He's interested in selling the property to us, but it's not a have to. The second issue with the fire marshal is he's like, hey, we'll agree that these accesses are fine. We don't care. But you might have to put fire sprinklers in here. So again, not part of concept, but I wanted to make sure you guys knew moving forward and had in your brain that we are working in conjunction, that worst case scenario, we have to put sprinklers in all the townhomes given the fire marshal's code requirement and or provide a third access, which again is a little bit down the priority line given the option of being able to do sprinklers within the units themselves. Size and square footage, in fact, I just received an email from my architect on design. We're going to be very similar square footage-wise to the Rome project. We've got 1,500 square feet, three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage units, all the way up to 2,100 square foot units with a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, two-car. Every one of them is going to have two-car garage. We've chosen, based upon the concept and the layout, not to do common pools, not to do common pickleballs. We've got Kent Smith Park over there, which is close, and everybody wants to go over there instead of have it on site. But yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell. We've already done the geotech. We've done geotech studies all the way up here. Again, these buildings are shifting a little bit different, but as far as concept-wise, the unit count is what I wanted to make sure you guys were aware of, that we're not going the max density of, you know, roughly 90 units. We're going to keep that down and make sure it's done a little bit less, if that makes any sense. Fiber optics, yes, we're solid. It's a good project. Sweet, no more answers.
I just have on your, you've got arrows, your engineer has arrows on the street running into each other. He probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Concept like that. Just so you
well,
know.
Well, no, he's got arrows.
These here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's concept, yeah, because it changes. This is the concept. This is the idea. When we come into prelim, it'll come in.
Yeah, the traffic flow could be a problem because you've done had some head-ons, but okay.
yeah. Well, again, we've moved forward given a lot of different reasons from a development standpoint of wanting to get more of the water and sewer and access parts finished up, or at least down almost finished. Again, access is really the only final document that we're waiting for that approval, but we've. Until they finalize what's going on across the street, that will come with our preliminary application. And as with that, we'll also have full architectural design plans at prelim because our footprints are going to stay the same. We're roughly about 25 feet by 50 feet-ish in terms of box square footage to play with. So every one of these units, but What am I missing, guys? Anything else?
There's no way with arrows showing traffic flow.
No, no. I don't know why engineers do that. Probably to charge me more and go, can you change those arrows? Sure.
That doesn't have anything to do with...
No, but I thought it was, you know, strange.
Again, you'll see, when you see our other concept, again, most of my concept experience is how many units you can put in. Right? We're going to be 69 to 70 units, period. We're not going to come and ask for more, but we need to have it at that count to be able to make it economically feasible. You know, the offsite that you went, or that, remind me of the water pipe, I just lost it, Huggins, is requesting, if not requiring, is very significant. So, with that being said, we've got to be able to offset and do development agreements down the road. So there's still some moving parts there, but our 70-unit count, they have committed through a letter of a will serve letter, that allows us that they have the water services, and they're committed that way.
Any more questions for the applicant or staff?
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Do we need any discussion among ourselves, or is someone ready for a motion?
When do we want to? Do we need to read?
Oh, do you want to read Dwayne Johnson's? His doesn't really pertain to concept, but
it is going to come more into preliminary.
It'll be preliminary, but yeah, we can.
Morgan County Planning Commission, what are you going to do with the storm drain water? In front of the church on the east end on Old Highway Road, there are 6 inches of water or more standing whenever it storms. We will tolerate no more water drained on our property. Where are the oil separators in these new subdivisions that you are dumping into Cottonwood Creek? You need to be installing oil separators. Do you have permission from the state of Utah to access Old Highway Road? There is only a 6-inch water line there, and it will not produce fire flow. How will you address that? Sincerely, Dwayne D. Johnson.
Just to give you a heads up on that, I'm glad he actually brought that up, although I have not heard that either. But currently, right now, we understand the storm drain issue on this side, and so we are looking to do an on-site retention storm drain collection management systems within the site. Reeves Associates also did the design of the storm drain for the church, so he's very, very much aware of the storm drain. And what was the other one? It was...
the fire flow.
Oh, the 6-inch water line. That's part of our expansion agreement with Tom Highlands. So we're addressing those.
And oil separators?
I'm doing oil separators in Shortfield Landings. So I understand what they are,
for
but
commercial.
That's the first that I've heard of. We don't anticipate, I guess, talking about where he's going to put an oil separator? Where?
What exactly do you mean by oil separators?
Well, typically it's contaminants that come from your particular site that goes into any type of a common water drainage area. And so what they have is, in my other commercial project over by the airport, we have to do an oil separator filtration system just in case one of the commercial users actually dumps something into the septic. So it's more of a septic issue than
it's
a storm drain issue, is what I've experienced over at Shortfield Landings.
I've never heard of something like that for that. So I was curious, what he
was. I'm sure, you know, we'll address it as we move forward.
Well, it'd be one of those things where Mark Miller and them would have it address it, so...
Larry, I guess I had one more question on that corner right there below the cemetery where it's really steep. Are you doing some excavating there? I mean, what's the geotech saying?
Geotech said, as far as the soils themselves right here, geotech reports are coming back solid, like it's good soils. However, we will do any type of retention. We will be an engineered block wall, similar to what I did over in Peterson, if you remember that. Same as what Wasatch Peaks is doing. It's not rock. Not a big fan of rock over time. But any of this, again, this is going to change to where some of these townhomes are going to shift when you see coming to prelim, how that's going to look. But any of the retention requirement is going to be an engineered block.
Yeah, I mean, you've driven over here and you've seen the cemetery's soil slip and slide.
Yeah.
In fact, the church is trying to sell me the cemetery right now. You guys want to buy a plot? Sell them cheap? We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, that's the solution then.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. No other questions? We have a motion.
Madam Chair, I move before recommendation of the Peak Mountain Green Townhomes Consent Plan to the County Commission application number 23.010, allowing for a 69-unit commercial subdivision of land located east of the Mountain Green West Chapel on West Old Highway Road in Mountain Green based on the findings and with the conditions listed in the staff report dated April 27, 2022.
Okay, I have a motion by Member Stevens. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second by Member Little. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay. Business staff questions? My only request is we probably need everyone's phone numbers. So if we can get...
Yeah, that'd be good to send out an email.
Send an email with everyone's phone numbers just so we can put them in our phones. And for those, you need to let staff know if you're not going to be at a meeting and probably text me so that we can make sure we do have a quorum.
We have to have four.
Four.
Where we can't have a... So we were...
So if I didn't show up, it would have been a problem.
It would have been a problem.
Yes.
There could be... On you can over the phone.
Okay.
Make a quorum. So if we get desperate and you're unable to, you can do a call in to make the quorum.
Yeah, we're give you a heads notice. I did it once when I was out of town.
Yeah. It's not the easiest way to attend a meeting, but it can be done.
They kind of forget you're there.
Yeah.
Zoom is probably a little better. Can I get picture and Gracie?
So, okay. Okay, so approval of the minutes. I think changes were called in.
I didn't, but I have just one little bit. All the things that I mentioned weren't put in here that the everybody from Milton called and told me about. I don't know if we could get that added in, how to go about it. The only reason I say that, and I could be wrong with it, but I think on a legislation decision and everything, that these people have a right to have it recorded what's said. And I don't want to say it. To me, there's no sense having a public hearing if we're not going to listen to them.
That makes sense to me.
So you want...
I captured all public meetings and their... commenting, so I should have gathered that.
Yeah, so I think if we could add...
With Shane, remember he had some bullet points he mentioned?
Yeah.
If you could maybe add those to the minutes?
I think they need to be added, and they need to make sure and they go to the county commission when that item's presented there, because that's what my people from Milton were saying. I mean, I know that's not everybody, but the majority is...
And that,
spoke that and way.
It'll be on Tuesday. It'll be on the agenda this Tuesday, the county commission.
But that's what I mean is the county commission, I hope that they have those bullet points in their packet for them. Yes. So if it didn't get here, then I get nervous that the county commission...
But the packet might have gone out already, but maybe...
But not the minutes, yeah. I haven't sent them the minutes yet.
Okay,
so... Still getting approved. So I will go in and add
Shane's comments.
Yeah, I would. That's the only thing I noticed. If we could do that, so thank you.
As far as the staff report for the county commission, I went in and kind of at least paraphrased. I didn't get the exact bullet points, but I went through and kind of finished the discussion.
Well, and see,
the applicant, the public, and the commission. So.
Yeah, I just for me, a lot of what I read with the minutes was what staff was saying. And everything, nothing was really saying what the residents of Milton were saying. in what I read. So, I mean, like the road and basically you could write in there that the people in Milton don't want it. I mean, that was the bottom line.
One other or small correction, just on the declaration of conflicts, it says member Phillips, should be Miller.
We got it. And she,
I had you guys mixed up. So
no, you're good.
You were
Little, you. Miller, Phillips, whatever. Yeah.
It's going to take us a while to get these names to roll off our tongue.
It's been a while since we had much change.
Yeah.
Happens every so often, I guess.
Yeah. That's all I have, so I'm good.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Member Stevens. I have a second.
Second.
Second by Member Miller. All in favor?
Aye. So any moved.
Opposed? Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned.
Let's go home.